Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Thursday, September 16th, 2021. Malacañang shrugging off the International Criminal Court pretrial chamber's approval of an investigation into the Duterte administration's war on drugs. The chamber says the Buddy Anti-Drug Campaign is not a legitimate law enforcement operation. It instead called it a widespread and systematic attack against the civilian population. But Presidential Chief Legal Counsel Salvador Panelo insists the ICC never had jurisdiction over the Philippines. Panelo reiterates government will not cooperate with the probe and that ICC investigators will be barred from entering the country. President Duterte calls the Senate probe into government's allegedly anomalous pandemic spending a witch hunt. Duterte insists there is no corruption in the Health Department's procurement of medical supplies. He adds he will still allow Health Secretary Francisco Duque III and Vaccine Chief Carlito Galvez Jr. to attend the hearings, but other secretaries will have to get his consent first. The president also went after his favorite punching bag, Senate Blue Ribbon Committee Chairman Richard Gordon. He called him a despot. Duterte says he's ordering the Solicitor General to have the Commission on Audit scrutinize the Philippine Red Cross, which Gordon heads. The Philippines are ready for any potential terror attack. Defense Secretary Delfin Lorenzana allayed concerns over Japan's warning of terror acts in Southeast Asia. The security level in the country remains at moderate. Lorenzana adds, government troops are constantly ramping up their monitoring and intelligence gathering efforts. And the Ateneo's Martial Law Museum calls out actress Toni Gonzaga. That's after she featured the son of late dictator Ferdinand Marcos in her latest vlog. In that interview, former Senator Bongbong Marcos talked about the greatest lessons he learned from his father and how the country supposedly benefited from his rule. The Martial Law Museum described this as an attempt to whitewash the numerous atrocities and human rights violations committed under the Marcos dictatorship. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.